Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. So what are Michigan unions now going to do following this week's Wisconsin recall vote? Do they consider right to work a real potential here? And are they now more concerned than ever about efforts to duplicate the actions that Governor Walker took in Wisconsin? To talk about that, I'm joined by Carla Swift, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. Carla, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
So let me first get your reaction to the vote in Wisconsin this week. And what do you think it really says about what voters in Wisconsin, possibly here in Michigan, think about unions and their role moving forward?
You know, I think the outcome in Wisconsin was a disappointment, but it really doesn't erase the incredible journey that so many citizens made from last winter standing in the snow and sleeping under the dome to forcing their governor to have to answer for his efforts to divide their state. I think what it really shows is that the voice of actual citizens are at risk of being drowned out in this post-Citizens United America, and really that secret corporate interest, secret corporate cash is distorting our democracy.
Don't you think that the results did embolden those who support efforts to limit union power and consider the same action here in Michigan?
Actually, I think that it spells out the courage of everyday working teachers and firefighters and nurses and farmers and others that have been inspired around the country to stand up for themselves and stand together and protect and defend their rights.
I want to ask you about the proposal to make this constitutional amendment protecting collective bargaining rights on the November ballot. Would that basically guarantee that right to work would not be instituted in Michigan?
What the collective bargaining proposal would do would protect collective bargaining rights constitutionally for all Michigan workers and ensure that workers have a voice to negotiate fair wages, benefits, and working conditions. And it would help workers, both union and non-union alike, all do better when collective bargaining rights are protected. And it helps public safety workers and teachers to negotiate for higher quality education and better public safety.
I see, but in terms of this idea of Michigan becoming right to work, would that in any way be impacted if this constitutional amendment were to take effect?
Well, there's actually been dozens of anti-worker and anti-collective bargaining bills passed and signed so far in Michigan, and there's about another 80 pieces of legislation that are pending that make all kinds of attacks on collective bargaining. So, right to work is one piece of legislation among those 80 different attacks.
Now, the idea that Governor Walker expressed that he opposed the collective bargaining rights of public workers, but really has no problem at all with private unions. This kind of a clear divide between the two groups. Do you agree that there is, in fact, a major difference between the two?
No, there's no difference between one worker's rights and another worker's rights. They are the same. And again, it's about workers having a voice at work and having an opportunity to negotiate for fairness in the workplace. When workers are able to do that through free collective bargaining, everybody does better.
It does seem hard, though, to argue against the idea that a worker really shouldn't be forced to pay union dues and that his or her employment should not hinge on being part of a union. How do you argue against that?
Well, we need to be clear. There is no law requiring forced dues or compulsory membership in Michigan. That just doesn't exist.
I see, but I mean, in a sense, when you take a position that's a unionized job, you have to pay dues into the union, don't you?
No, absolutely not, and it would be against the law. There is no law that requires that.
Interesting. So my understanding with the right to work is that basically it allows, it doesn't really disallow unions. It just says that as a union member, you can forego paying dues if you want to. Is that not the crux of the issue?
There is no compulsory membership or dues in Michigan. Those are agreements that are reached through contract negotiations, and it is, you know, there is no law that requires that.
Okay, so wait, what does it mean to you then if Michigan were to become a right-to-work state? What does that mean exactly to you?
What
would change in Michigan if we were to become a right-to-work state then?
That all workers do worse, both union and non-union alike do worse under those kinds of state laws. Again, that has that is not a, mm-hmm. a something that helps drive a strong economic outcome,
but it
drives everybody to the bottom.
Isn't the right to work? Isn't the whole concept of right to work the shift from to simply allow voluntary dues payments, and isn't that what right to work is all about?
Workers have a choice now. They have a choice whether to pay dues. They have a choice whether to be members. They have all kinds of choice in the democratic process of unionism, from electing their representatives to voting on their contracts, voting on new representatives at times when terms of office are up. There's all kinds of choice that we're at now.
Are you essentially saying, though, if I understand correctly, that if becoming a right-to-work state in Michigan wouldn't change the technicalities of dues payments for unionized workers here in Michigan?
You know, look, I can only reiterate, Michael, that there are no compulsory dues or membership requirements in the state of Michigan.
I see. Now, finally, where do you see things going from here? I mean, do you view this week's vote as a monumental shift and a monumental vote that will have long-term implications to unions?
Well, you know, I actually see that, the events of this week will only strengthen the resolve of those who want to guarantee collective bargaining rights for, particularly here, for all Michiganders, that, you know, our governor and our legislature have been goaded by far-right corporate special interests into whittling away at collective bargaining rights. We will win at the ballot box in November, just like Ohio workers did last November, and ensure that all Michigan workers have the right to negotiate fair wages and benefits.
Carla Swift, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. Carla, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you.
And we will be right back. This is 1320 WILS.